Shubhode, good morning all. The one lady called me up saying that she wants to enroll her child to yoga. She wanted her child to learn yoga. She's only 7 years old. I asked her, what about her mother? And she said, she laughed at and said, I'm busy. And generally, that we want to bring about the change. We want others to change, but we do not want to change. Generally, people say, I have seen my parents doing yoga, or I have seen my grandparents doing yoga. What about you? I don't have time. I don't have time. People say, I want to make my children to learn yoga or grandchildren to learn yoga. My grandchildren to learn. I don't want to change. The general rule is, unless you are able to bring about the change, you cannot bring about the change outside. The change should begin here. We expect others to change. I don't want to change. I don't want to change. And teenager, he thought to himself, when I grow up, I will bring about the change in the whole world. I will change the whole world. And as he was growing into 20s and late 20s, he had no impact on the world. So he rephrased his resolution. I want to bring about the change in the whole country. And he was no effect. He was in late 30s. No effect. Then he said, I will bring about the change in the whole in my community. Still no change. And he was in early 50s, he thought, no community I couldn't change. I will bring about the change in my family. And 50 also gone, 70 years, he was in the 60s, he thought, I will bring about the change in my children, grandchildren. No change. In the 70s, 80s, he was spending his last days in regret. I could not make an impact on even one person in this life. Had I changed myself, there would have been one less problem in the world. I could not change even one person. We are out to bring about the change, but we don't want to change. We don't want to change. The world is called as Jagat. Jagat means Gacchati iti Jagat. Continuously, world is continuously changing. The best practices of yesterday may not be relevant today. Today's best practices may not be suitable tomorrow. So the things are continuously changing, and in the trees also we see in the springtime new leaves come, new twigs comes, new branches comes, and in the autumn they start going off. The things everywhere, it is changing. Yesterday in Bhagavad Gita also we touched upon Prakriti, touched upon continuously changing. Continuously changing. So, dharma. Dharma means dharayate iti dharma. What sustains the fundamentals despite the change is called as dharma. The eternal values in the changing times. Dharma is the one, it sustains the change. It sustains the change. Something it sustains. What is yoga dharma? Yoga dharma is the one, it sustains the change. Yes, change is inevitable. But we have to find a balance in ourselves physically, mentally, and inside. We have to find a balance. Yes, left to itself, boy, the things are changing so rapidly, we can't manage ourselves. Body, you have to adapt to the changing situation. finding a balance in the changing environment physically, mentally, and spiritually is called as yoga. Spiritually, that we have to find a balance. Yoga is not an option, a must. You have to find a balance. Balance is things are changing so fast, you have to find the balance. How to find a balance? And the creator, Upanishad talks about creator, he made us to play the game. Life is a game. Life is a game. He wants us to play the game. What he has done, he kept the treasure, invaluable treasure, the source of happiness deep within, and he made our senses to go out. We are frantically looking out. He is making us to look, look there, look there, look there. We are looking everywhere and getting disappointed. Looking, he is making us, our senses are going out and changing situations, changing fashion, changing trend. He is making us to go out, look out for that treasure, lasting happiness, going out. Paranchi kani vetrana swayambhu tasmat paran pasyati na antaratma kaschi dhira pratyagatma mekshadavritya chakshuhum amritatva michan. The people frantically going out, looking out for the happiness. But kaschit dhira, dhira, the rare dhira, rare few. Dhi means the brilliant mind, brilliant intellect. Ra, one who has a brilliant, illumined intellect. Dhira, having seen that one, having seen that person, has opened the inner eye and has gone inside. Yes, my eyes are cheated me all along. Ears have cheated me all along. My senses are cheated all along. Now, I don't want to trap into that one. That person, I could not find happiness. That person turned his or her attention within, went inside and discovered. That game, Lord wanted, it's a play. Life is a play, you play the game. After frantically, you make your children to look for there, look here, look here. And when the child is tired of finding, not, I can't find, exhausted, then approaches the parents, please tell me where it is. I can't find it. I can't find it, I need it. When it is happening, then like a child asking, please help me, when the devotee says, I can't find it, then you have to turn. When the turn within, that person discovers the treasure within. So body is a yoga. If you want to find a stability, you have to go within. Unless that is the dharma that sustains all changes. That sustains all changes, it is within. That yogi has gone within and connected. Like the tree, in the tree, all the branches are continuously changing, but roots are the same. Roots are not changing, it is supporting all the changes. Dharma is the one, the yoga dharma, connecting within. When you connect within, root is the same, you can handle all changes in life. Yoga is for the body. Physical stability in the changing time, mentally, and you can sustain the change. Yoga is nothing but a connection to the fundamentals. When you connect to the fundamentals, root of all, you can handle the changes. One who can connect to the fundamentals alone can become a great leader. Alone can handle the changes. That person alone can bring about the change outside. Earlier, I don't want to change. I want others to change. One who has connected within alone can bring about the change within. One who has connected within can bring about the change outside. So, yoga is a change management. In business school, they talk about change management. Change management, yoga is the fundamental change management. When you do the practice yoga, you can, especially with the artificial intelligence, onset of artificial intelligence, changes are rapidly is happening. So rapid, I am getting mad. I don't know where to start, where to end. If I go on a holiday for 1 month from my work, by the time I come back, maybe things have changed. Already platform has changed. So many changes are happening. If you want to handle the change, connect to the fundamentals. Yoga dharma, then you can handle the changes. Lie down on your bed.